Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 582 of the podcast. We appreciate you listening. We love you. We would love it if you would subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/theBallerLifestylePodcast. A lot of bonus content going up there each and every week. You get, you know, we sign off here and then we keep going there, but only for the people that are the real fans that really want to hear everything we're talking about. And I imagine that this week that'll be Diddy. There's big happenings with Diddy and all the baby oil. Does he get his baby oil back? I don't know. We're going to talk about that later. And you're only going to hear that if you subscribe on Patreon, patreon.com/theBallerLifestylePodcast. And also feel free to reach out to us. mailbag@theBallerLifestyle.com is the email address. And you can also call us, leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Haven't spoken in 2 weeks. I miss the guy. I miss the old lug. It's my good buddy, my buddy Ed Daly. He emailed me, or he texted me. My man was drinking hams on 4th of July, and I was very jealous of him.
To my barbecue.
Fantastic. I mean, who would have thunk?
I've never seen it. In the,
where do they sell it?
The Eastern Seaboard,
right?
Somebody found it and right. Brought it.
Beautiful. What a great beer.
But first,
tell me,
you know, you sent this to me. We should start with a lovely birth announcement or pregnancy announcement.
Oh yeah.
Comedian Yakov Smirnoff expecting baby number 3 at 74 years old. Jokes he'll get a senior discount on diapers. America, what a country. I mean, we've talked about our childhood. We were sold a bill of goods. Like, we were getting a lot of Yakov Smirnoff.
A lot.
And like, what? It was just, in Russia, they do this.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was crazy how he was part of our life. And I don't think I've ever even chuckled at something he did.
He had a show. He had like From Russia with Love or something. Yeah, he had a sitcom. And then he would do the rounds. He'd be like on The Tonight Show. He'd do like the Hollywood Squares, probably.
He was around. Yeah, Hollywood Squares. Big. We would see him. If I had to guess, and I have not done any research, he feels like he's a Branson act.
Oh, he's huge. He's like the biggest thing in Branson. He's got a Yaka. He's got his own theater. Yeah, he's like Mr. Branson. that's why he's knocking people up. I'm reminded, I forgot I sent that to you, and I just need because I didn't really read it, but what I did see is the picture. Now look, as somebody who is known to have a certain fondness for a woman who's with child, I mean, this Yakov Smirnoff, he's done great for himself. I mean,
it looks like he's done very well for himself.
Yes. I mean, this is just, now I 100% can guarantee this woman speaks with an accent. There is some kind of an accent happening there. Much like if you see somebody take out their cell phone and see how on mine, all the camera lenses are all right here in the upper right hand corner. If somebody takes out their cell phone and the camera's like down here somewhere, like in the middle of the phone, that person has an accent, because I don't know where they got that phone, but they got it from the accent store, because people without accents, we have this phone here where the camera's up here in the corner. So similarly, like, look, if you're hot and you have a beautiful, just glowing pregnant belly and you've been impregnated theoretically by famed Russian export Yakov Smirnoff, I mean, odds point to an accent. That's all I'm saying. Like, there's two accents in this marriage.
Yeah, her name sounds Russian or something.
Yeah.
But she's very pretty.
Very.
But I looked in the pictures, and it says a People exclusive. Like, surely people can do better than this.
What do you know? They could.
Surely. I don't know.
Is there bigger news happening, Ed? I don't know. Well, like,
he's somebody that when I say I remember how famous he was, I know I'm dating myself. Like, who's thought about that dude in over 30 years?
He's great. Here's another thing. No one's thought about him, obviously, Ed.
What a country.
Yeah, that was his signature line. What a country. I should point out here, he's gotten a number of plastic surgeries happening here. His face is very smooth, the eyes, and he appears to be doing a combination of plugging and system use. So in the front, he appears to have a very defined hairline.
You forgot the third thing. Dying.
Oh, yes. The beard is very dyed in the hair.
A 74-year-old guy with not a speck of gray hair.
No gray hair whatsoever. And he's the front. See, here's what happens. He's gotten the plugs, and this guy's got money. So he probably plugged up in the early days of the early 2000s when they weren't too good at plugging. And so then now he's gone bald behind the plugs. And even though they're refilling in, what he's doing is he's got a piece that's somehow affixed to the plug work in the front. So it's actually a good setup because you can see where the hairline touches the hair. And if you're not a skilled eye like I am, you're thinking, oh, that's just his hairline's fine. And it is, but it's been fixed. It's too aligned. Okay.
Yes.
But then what's behind it, look how full and floofy it is on the top. That's because he's got a piece. Yeah. He's got the Sam Malone attached to the plugs in the front. And look, he's wearing a tuxedo. The man looks great. He's about to be a father, 74
he's
years
got a
old.
Hot wife.
He's super hot wife.
It's fantastic. He'll be rolling on the floor with the kid. 74. He'll be super hands-on.
I'm sure. I love this. They've done like a photo shoot, a pregnancy photo shoot.
Yeah, there's like multiple pictures, like different pregnancy outfits. They're doing the whole thing. And that's what made me sad when it said people exclusive. It's like, surely you can do better than
this. Because they buy these pictures. Yes.
I predict this won't be our last Yakov Smirnov story, but I predict the next time we talk about him will be in the next segment of our show. just a hunch.
Yeah, unless he gets drunk and assaults an Uber driver or something. Yeah,
I don't see him slipping into the other part of our show. I think we know what part of the show he's going to be in.
Too much wine. Yes. I just wanted to shout out. I spoke to our dear friend David Bray. Well, you know, Ed and I haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
In the world.
I think 2 weeks ago, Ed. I'm not even sure I'm ready to discuss this, but Ed did a deep dive, and by deep dive, he watched the movie Air Bud.
Too much Air Bud in my life.
If you haven't listened yet, pause this shit, because I'm about to give you the fucking greatest spoiler in the history of movies. Like, look, Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. That was quite a turn, okay? Look, amazing, unbelievable. There's many of those. Air Bud doesn't dunk.
We all, even if we didn't see the movie, we all are familiar with the poster with the dog with the paws.
Yeah.
He's going up for a dunk.
He's dunking. He's dunking on the fucking DVD box.
Yeah.
This is like you go in to get a porno at the porno shop, and then you see Jenna Jameson on the cover, because that's back when you got pornos at the porno store. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay.
Behind the beads.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch Jenna Jameson and her fake set bounce on one. You know, hopefully it's not that one dude with the curved dick and the ponytail that was in every porno back then. Like, you know, it's hopefully I don't have to see that.
Yeah.
And then you go through and you're scrolling through, you know, you're fast forwarding on the VCR. No Jenna Jameson.
It's Jenna Jameson presents.
Presents.
They do shit like that. Yes. What are we doing?
Presents. She's just on the box to get you to rent it or buy it. Similarly, Air Bud doesn't dunk. So we did that. That was great. That was a great episode. And then Ed called in last week. He sent us his review of Air Bud 2. Dog shit. Even worse than the original Air Bud.
Even worse. I wanted to see how he makes the transition to football.
Yeah. No. Yeah. How are they doing bump and run on that, Ed? Like, what? Like, he's a foot and a half off the ground, if that.
But also, like, we've seen dogs. There's no way he stays onside. He doesn't have a false start penalty the whole time.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Illegal motion. He can't come set.
No way. And then they just show the huddle and the dog's like listening to the play. Like, why would he know what a play is?
Yeah, exactly. Now, here, one thing I could say, possibly in the arena league where they get that running start. You got the ball on like the...
You get a golden receiver, golden retriever. Golden
receiver.
Mm-hmm. Playing golden receiver position.
Yep.
Get those four legs going. He could really get a jump on the D-back.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that's a possibility. Now, maybe they could have written that in somehow, set it in the arena league. Who cares? Doesn't have to be junior high.
How about the fact that the dad, or not the dad, the boyfriend, I added this at the end. He was married in real life to the blonde lady from Chips.
Yeah. Oh, we discussed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky something. Yes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oates.
Either. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great detail. So we haven't spoken in person. And in the interim, I had the chance to catch up behind the scenes with our buddy David Bray. And I just want he's having a little health issue, and I think he's out of the woods. I think he's good to go. But I just want to let everybody in the audience know that we're thinking about our buddy David Bray.
Yeah, we love David.
He's in Salt Lake City for work. We haven't heard from him in a while. I was a little worried, and so then I did hear from him. I checked in on him, and he's doing fine. Some health issues, but I think he's on the mend. I think he's good to go. So we love you, David Bray. We can't wait to hear from you again. Okay, let's talk about. And one of them isn't David Bray, thank God. Let's talk about some people who died. Oh, wrong song. Oh, better. Let's play this version. Yeah.
Rest in peace. Ooh. Rest in peace.
Classic.
The old one.
Mother's hope you rest in peace. You won't laugh no more. You won't smile no more. You won't laugh no more.
Back to the laughter.
It really saves the zinger for the end.
We hope you rest in peace.
Well, that last thing that you won't do anymore, I have a feeling number one did a lot of this.
For sure.
R.I.P. Dave Parker, the Cobra, Pittsburgh Pirate legend, 74 years old, Parkinson's. I think he won a ring with the
A's,
Seiko,
maybe.
Carney Lansford, A's.
89 A's.
Yeah. Yeah. He spent some time with the Reds, but like he was mostly the We Are Family Pirates of the 70s, but like a great hitter. Like,
man.
I think he won MVP a couple times, won some World Series. Like, he was a legendary, but he was a 74-year-old who lived.
He lived hard.
A hard 70s life. So,
it was big cocaine times. Back then.
Yeah.
You know, and the We Are Family.
They were all buying cocaine from the parrot mascot. That's who was selling them the cocaine.
That's right. They were, yes. I mean, look, that's just a good captive market you have right there. Like, you have access. You're in disguise most of the time.
Right.
You know, you got plenty of places to hide your yaya. Oh, you want to go through my pockets? You know, I'm in a parrot suit. You know, where are you going to find?
Yeah. You could put the cocaine behind the eye patch.
Yeah, genius.
Frisking the eye patch.
They're never even going to, they don't even know where the body begins and ends inside that thing. Nobody knows how those work. I'll tell you what, just Dave Parker in that all yellow, because they had the yellow pants, the yellow jersey, yellow pullover jersey, yellow pillbox hat, nothing better. And let's not even get into the fact the guy's nickname was the Cobra.
The Cobra, great nickname.
Great nickname, literally a nickname I figured out 18 months ago. It's because he had a big cock, Ed. He had a big old black cock and like a cobra, like a king cobra, looked like a snake. And the whole time, I just thought he was just a dangerous hitter, you know? He had that venom in his bat. It never occurred to me that he got that name because his penis was so large and everybody in the locker room. Yeah, the clubhouse was like, look at the dick on this guy. It's like a cobra. My man got a cobra in his pants. R.I.P. Exactly. Dave Parker.
R.I.P. Rick Hurst. He played Deputy Cletus Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard, 79 years old. He was Boss Hogg's son.
I think so. Yeah.
I feel like he probably came to prominence during the Coy and Vance years.
He did.
He was, yeah. It was like, he wasn't like an OG Dukes of Hazzard.
No, because of course we know Roscoe P. Coltrane. Like, that's the sheriff. Yeah. You know, like that's, right. And he's, and look, he's a henchman of Boss Hogg. And Boss Hogg, by the way, take a look at him today. Not that fat. Not
big boned.
Yeah, not exceptionally. I mean, nothing compares to the great, Howard and Fine, Curly Howard. He's not even fat at all.
He was athletic.
Yes, there's nothing fat about him. Like, he's supposed to be this like fat oaf.
He shaved his head.
Yeah, you look back and you're like, I just bald. Like, it's not even really, there's nothing really he weird was about just, him. Like,
muscular
yes.
guy.
Yeah, R.I.P. Cletus Hogg.
R.I.P. Rebecca Del Rio. She was a singer in Mulholland Drive's Club Silencio scene, 57 years old. I saw that movie.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like, I guess part of it's kind of cool, but then you see it and you're like, that's weird. But some people are so into David Lynch.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most monumental.
I know. Like,
I liked it, kind of. And I kind of was like, that was kind of weird. I'm not going to see that ever again in my life.
Yeah, this hits me because I have spent a lot of time with this movie, Ed, and it is a really good movie. Like, it's a good movie.
I remember liking it.
Yeah.
But it was weird.
It's one of those ones that he's not going to tell you what's happening. And so you're never going to figure out what's happening. Now, I'm pretty sure that Winkies. The diner, like everything, like that's like an interdimensional portal or something. Like that's because the explanation is, it was all a dream. It's not all a dream. This is David Lynch. This isn't season three of Dallas. This is David Lynch. It's not all a fucking dream.
It's not all a dream. There's stuff that I'm supposed to get, but I'm not smart enough to get.
Yeah.
So that's how I liked the movie.
Yeah,
and I saw it well after it was in the theaters. Like, I saw it when it was the Netflix DVD in the mail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I finally got to watch it. And I liked it. And then I was like, I don't know what the fuck I just saw, but I kind of liked it. But like, I don't know.
It's a weird movie. And I will say that this woman, Rebecca Del Rio, that scene. Oh, my God. That scene. Quite possibly the weirdest scene in the movie, because they go to show up at some late night theater and she's just singing a song in Spanish and there's like five people there and you're like, what is happening? Like, what's going on in this movie? But it's a weird movie. And R.I.P. this lady. Yeah.
R.I.P. Fred Smith, a.k.a. FedEx. FedEx founder, 80 years old, was super rich.
FedEx.
Lived in the Nashville area.
Yeah.
Memphis.
Yeah.
I don't know. He like revolutionized fast shipping that you have to pay a shitload for.
Yeah. And there's that little arrow in the logo that people,
which is pretty clever.
It's kind of clever. Also, it used to be short for Federal Express, which is like complete stolen valor because it's not a government entity at all, but they make it sound like it is Federal Express. And I will say this.
People felt patriotic spending $24 to get something there tomorrow.
Exactly. And it can't weigh over like 14 ounces. You know, I think it can now, but back in the day it was only for small shit. And now I will say this, it was something that always like was surprised me. And I'm sure Fred X had nothing to do with this. In the movie Castaway, Tom Hanks' character works for FedEx, and the whole fucking...
It's a FedEx plane that crashes.
Yes, the whole premise of the movie is that a FedEx plane crashes in the fucking ocean. How do they allow
their... He opens... Yes. Yeah, why would you allow that? And then he opens their packages, you know, and... He delivers one thing, but he opened that ice gate so he could open up the coconut, like... He's using people's packages. That's not what a FedEx delivery guy should do.
No, it was a bad look for FedEx. They're trying to fly through it. Everybody fucking dies. The plane goes down in some fucking Amelia Earhart.
It's like a Christmas night flight.
Yeah, they're letting Tom Hanks, what do you call that when you fly, there's a name for it.
In the jump seat.
He's flying in the jump seat. And it, like, and I'm, the whole time I'm thinking, well, this is, oh, and at the time I was employed by UPS and I was like, UPS would never allow their brand to be right. used in this way.
You would
it's
think,
insane. Yeah.
You would think it would be like a similar, you know, it would be, you know, instead of FedEx, it would be like, you know, Capital Express or something like
that.
You make some
money. You make some money.
It would do something else.
Yeah.
United Express.
Also, yeah, I just totally agree with you. And also this, he comes home and he delivers a package and he sees that and he learns that somebody else has been delivering a package inside his wife, Helen Hunt, this whole time, which I would be. And he's all sad about it. And I'm like, isn't this kind of like a get out of jail free card? Like you're married to Helen Hunt, you know, like, and now you're a celebrity. Like you're more popular than Sully at this point. You're doing the Today Show.
Remember how much Sully we got. This dude would be 10 times Sully.
Huge.
And he would have his pick of the litter.
And yeah, and wait.
And eventually he'd get over that he couldn't sleep in a hotel bed and he slept on the floor of the hotel room.
Right.
Eventually he'd get through the night terrors.
Fucking his volleyball. Like he's
and then he would be fucking his way out of sadness.
Yeah, he'd be talking to Brian Gumble and he'd be like, yeah, okay, I have to admit it. Yes, I fucked the volleyball. Okay, yeah, I fucked it a whole bunch. What was I supposed to do? I'm on an island. Yeah.
I needs. Wilson was there.
There's no lube.
Yeah.
You know, what am I supposed to do? And yeah, and now look, and for better reason than Sully, like whatever his character's name is.
Right.
You know, we would like him better.
To, pretend that the birds brought down the plane because of pilot error.
Right.
He can tell the truth.
Yeah.
I was a passenger in the jump seat and I survived.
I survived on a fucking island with an ice skate as a knife.
Out.
Yeah, dunk. Yes, 100%. Yeah. R.I.P. FredEx.
R.I.P. Jack Betts, Spider-Man and One Life to Live star, 96. We can never go too long without a soap star.
Soap star. A soap star dies about every week. It's crazy.
Very sad. R.I.P. Diogo Jota, Liverpool soccer star, 28 years old. I think a tire blew out on a Lambo. He and his brother died in a crash. He was like an important player on... the team that just won the English Premier League. He was
Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool. Very good, but not a good look for Lambo.
No,
tire blows out and the car catches on fire and everybody dies.
Yeah, like, you should live through that.
Yeah,
like no matter how fast you're going, you know, like you're unless you hit a pole
they went
or
pretty
something.
Fucking fast.
Yeah, they're probably going pretty fast. Look, I don't know this guy. I'm a Man U guy, Ed. That's my team.
He's,
Man U.
Yeah, Portuguese dude, but like he's probably like the third leading scorer on the best team in England. Like
he
was a big part of their team. A
lot of Portuguese, a lot of swarth on this guy. Pretty swarthy.
He actually didn't look as Portuguese as another player on their team, but like
they got another Portuguese guy.
He was a legit good player.
They got Cristiano Ronaldo. He's Portuguese.
He used to be
fair amount of swarth.
Part of the United Man United, but anyway,
he used to be on my team.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you?
I think two stints on your team.
Oh my god! I gotta ask my my friend Hannah, who's my Man U connection. I gotta ask her about that. I got an issue with that. I don't want to be rooting for Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Who else?
R.I.P. Julian McMahon. He was a Nip Tuck, Fantastic Four actor, 56 years old, cancer. We say this usually about women, but it shouldn't be sadder when the beautiful people go. But
yeah,
man, he was pretty fucking.
So. Yeah, I have a confession to make, Ed.
Okay.
You know how we probably who have we murdered? We murdered the Crazy Town guy. We've killed a few people on the show accidentally by talking about them, and then they die a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
You remember a few weeks ago, I said, whatever you do, do not watch the Nicolas Cage movie, The Surfer, because it's not good. It's not. It's very weird and very boring. It's not weird like Mulholland Drive, although I think there is a purgatory aspect to it, just like Mulholland Drive. But then I said to you, the only guy I recognized in the movie was the bad guy who, and I only know him because he was one of the guys on Nip Tuck. And I go, and I never even saw Nip Tuck. I just know this guy was on it. Is this guy, Ed? Julian McMahon. That's the guy.
We
fucking killed this guy. And also 56. What did the cancer hit 30 years ago? The guy was only 56 years old. Wow. R.I.P. Very sad.
Sticking with guys who did some hard living, but legend. Michael Madsen, Mr. Blonde from Reservoir Dogs, 67 years old. Great character actor.
So good.
Good in everything.
So good. Like, mostly known, mostly showed up in Tarantino movies, and Tarantino just fucking knew how to use this guy. He knew how to write for him. He's fucking so
good. With a cowboy hat in
Kill Bill.
Yes. Like, he was always good. He had a good, like, vibe to him. He seemed cool.
And he seemed to kind of, like, live that way, too. You know, like, he was living out in Malibu. He was, like, getting DUIs and shit, having the cops called to his house here and there. Like, seemed to, like, go pretty hard. And so then that resonated on the screen. You're like, oh, yeah, this guy really lives that life. He's believable as these characters and just really one of my favorites. Always love seeing him in stuff. R.I.P. Michael Madsen, brother of Virginia Madsen.
So I saw a post, I think, on Instagram where she's like, oh, my brother Michael. And it's like, I didn't realize that they were related, which there's only two famous Madsens that I've ever known.
Mark.
Of course they're related. Oh, yeah, Mark Madsen, the Mad Dog Stanford player.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, I never put it together until she said, oh, R.P. my brother.
Brother and sister. Very sad.
R.P. Kenneth Colley, Admiral Plett in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, 87, COVID. COVID's still killing.
No, it's
he's
not.
The guy that gets...
he gets force choked.
Force choked.
Yeah.
You definitely recognize him, like, when you see the picture. He's the guy who's, like, on the screen. He gets force choked, but COVID. Hey,
well,
old people.
Yeah, 87.
Still.
Yeah, got it, you guys.
You don't know.
Just stay.
A strong wind might get you.
Yeah, just don't be out. Look, 87, you know, like, there's a lot of things that could get you at 87. So that's a nice long life. And especially, he survived what Vader did to him, you know?
He died when he got choked out.
Yeah.
So... congrats on living another 40 years.
Me too.
R.I.P. I take that back. Not R.I.P.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a death notice here. Yeah. Jimmy Swaggart, the Christian grifter and hooker enthusiast, 90-year-old, heart attack. This dude robbed so many grandmothers.
He did.
He was a piece of shit.
He got caught with a hooker, I believe, in South Carolina.
Cried.
He cried.
He was cool.
I mean,
I'm so sorry,
he was the tears.
And it happened twice.
And I will tell you, as very few of the greatest disappointments of my life was the pictorial spread that his sex worker did subsequently in Penthouse magazine. I mean, whoo, like, different strokes for different folks. Okay. Whatever floats your boat. But I mean, you're robbing grandmas for $1,500 a clip. Like, I think you could afford. Hey, talk to your guy Spitzer.
Jimbo.
Call Spitzer. He's a governor of New York.
What he was getting.
Yeah. You call that up. You got, he'll get Ed's mom's neighbor.
Ashley Dupre.
Ashley Dupre. Ed's mom will run into her over at the fucking tot lot down the street and get her digits for you. And you call her up. And look. She's 10 grand to throw, but you know what? She's worth it. Yeah. Get her. She's worth it. Just good.
He was an embarrassment with his crying.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Tell me.
Bobby Jenks, World Series winning. He was the guy who closed out the World Series win for White Sox.
Yeah, he was fat.
4 years old, stomach cancer.
Was he fat, right?
Brutal.
It's bad when a fat guy
he was
gets
a fat dude. I picture him with, like, this goatee. Or, you know, something.
Yeah.
But, terrible. Stomach cancer.
I miss every third closer being a fat ass. It used to be, like, you know, half the team's closers was just a 320-pound fat dude that threw hard. Now you don't see any fat closers anymore. Yeah. Very sad.
And finally, R.I.P. Kylie Page. She was the star of Busty and Broke Rent Exchange. Pussy is the Best Medicine 3. Puss in Boobs.
God.
And Ryan's Post-Christmas Bondage Blues. She was only 28 years old. That's no cause of death.
Porno.
Very sad.
Porno actress. Always very sad. Okay.
Very sad.
Let's talk about things. Let's talk about sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, before we get into it quickly, I just see something here on my notes from the last bonus pry I did, available on Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast, where you can get all the bonus content we do, including my solo show, Bonus Pry. This came up last week, and I just wonder if you might have thoughts, Ed.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. The three kings. Tiger King. Liver King. Burger King. I know. See if you get it right. See if we're aligned in our thinking.
Look, I was so disgusted with the Tiger King by the end of that documentary series. I got to kill that motherfucker.
Oh.
I got to kill him.
Oh.
I don't want to spend any more time. That guy went the shit out of me by the end.
Yeah. Yep.
I haven't had Burger King in 30 something years.
Disgusting. It's the worst. It's the worst fast food there is.
But
worse than Taco.
I'm not marrying the kid. I'm fucking the Liver King and marrying Burger King because, like, Liver King, like, yeah, all this juice and everything. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's athletic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, for different reasons, you got them right. Cause that is, I also had those three as that was my three. I would marry the Liver King because very rich, dead by Christmas. Like, have you seen the guy?
It's true. That's true.
He looks like pure shit. He looks like pure shit.
He's not going to make it.
Tiger, the Tiger King, he's got some fucking turning powers, Ed. He uses meth and he takes straights. Yeah. And he turns them gay. And you don't want to mess with that kind of sorcery. And also, you don't want that in the world, okay? He's done some things. He's taken beautiful straight men and made them very gay. Yes.
People have died because they're in his orbit. I don't need to be a part of that.
Yeah. So you kill the Tiger King. So you're right about that. And then Burger King. Well, he's an athlete. He's Steve Young. He's breaking tackles. He's got that beautiful mask, the robes. Yeah. Like, I mean, just think how great your engagement photos would be. You got to marry the burger. You got to fuck the Burger King because he's just gorgeous. The guy looks fantastic. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that right. Okay. What happened in sports this week?
So we talked about him during football season because he was getting an endorsement deal with Manischewitz, and it was such a novelty that the BYU quarterback was Jewish.
Yeah.
And I remember talking about, like, Icarus, don't fly too close to the sun because BYU, they have sets of rules for certain guys. Usually in the past,
black guys.
That it's a foul.
This usually affects the basketball team, I've noticed, Ed, more than the other teams.
But there was a lot of buzz about it with this Jew that was playing for them. And you're like, wow, they've never had a Jewish guy. Well, guess what? They don't have a Jewish guy anymore because Jewish BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff is transferring after being told he was facing a suspension for admitting to having premarital sex.
Yeah. I mean,
this is the year 2025.
Sure. Okay. Hold on.
What are we doing?
Yes. I agree with you. This is an archaic rule. But look, we want to go down the belief systems of these people. Like, come on. Like, it's like, this is the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to put this on Jake Retzlaff because I see something here.
You signed up for the BYU business. Is that it?
He was facing a suspension for admitting to having premarital sex. What the fuck are you admitting to shit for? You never admit. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Wasn't me. Wasn't there. Don't know. Not sure.
I received multiple offers to soak, and I turn them all
down. Yes, maybe I soaked. Can't remember. Don't recall. Couldn't have been me.
I definitely didn't thrust.
Yes. Beat Utah. Like, you know what? Like, I'm here to play ball. I'm here to play ball and have sex, anal, probably, with some Mormon chicks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, and hey, what? We're bringing him on campus. We expect him not to be tempted by some virgin Mormons.
Yeah.
Ass, you know,
gave
like
them some manchevas, and I had some sister wives at the ready.
Exactly. Yeah. He's soaked. Never admit. Biggest lesson right here. Never admit to shit. I don't know. Don't know what you're talking about. Wasn't me. Wasn't there. Couldn't see it.
The Pistons, 3-point shooter, sniper, Malik Beasley, the subject of a federal gambling probe. He could be in a bit of trouble. The clips have come out.
Not good.
Not great. Not a great look.
Yeah. We're going to start hearing more about this. So who was the guy?
It was Porter's brother who barely played.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr.
But his brother, who was like a scrub. Beasley, I think, had the second most threes in the league to Steph Curry. Like
he did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He had a big year for the Pistons, and he was a free agent. He was about to.
And he only made $6 million last year. So he was poised.
He was about to get a bigger deal. And the stories, like, he owed his dentist. He owned his barber.
Yeah.
He didn't have fancy like designs in his head, and he didn't have a grill.
Yeah.
But he owed like $35,000 to each of them. Like crazy numbers.
He made $6 million a year, and he was borrowing a G with interest from his fucking barber. Like, buddy. What is like the what's going on?
I mean, every guy has an agent or a manager. Like, how is this happening?
How is this happening? I mean, it's obviously I would have to assume a gambling issue that he has. Yeah. You know, because you can be rich and you could be on heroin for your whole life. You know, you could keep doing heroin and never go broke, or alcohol or whatever. But the one thing that will fucking get your ass, is gambling. You start gambling, you are fucked.
You get arch sleestered.
Yeah, you get sleestered. And now Malik Beasley, he's one of these guys. He's been on like every team. He's been on all the teams, and you know, he's been around the league and just not good. And now
this whole celebration after he hit a three, he would do the like the gyrating hip thing.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
he was doing that as his team got eliminated by the Knicks in the first round.
Have you seen the guy on the Cleveland Guardians? Apparently, there's a team called that. The pitcher?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Oh, so I think his name's Luis Ortiz.
Okay.
And there's been.
Yes.
Yeah.
The pitches are way outside. A
lot of balls
the
in the dirt. A lot of money comes in on first pitch of the second inning being a ball. And what do you know? He bounces it off the infield.
And it's not even close.
It's not even close.
Yeah. I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they.
Yeah.
Did they excuse him like while we're looking into this?
He's suspended. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to just take a break. He's supposed to start today, I think. And he's taking a break.
We're going to take a look. So, add up.
I would say that. That there's a lot of this going on because these guys are fucking stupid. Like, do you know how much money these guys, they don't realize how much money they make? Like, they make so much money that there's no amount of gambling that could ever make this worth it. Like,
he is after Steph Curry this past year, the second most threes.
That's a lot.
There was going to be a bigger than $6 million payday for him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and now he's probably going to go to prison for a stint, and then he's not even going to be able to get a job in the fucking Dominican League. Like, it's over. OVER. What else?
Ah, good look.
Yeah.
Cardinals announcer Chip Carey had an accidental slur that led to a 31-second silence in the booth. I think he was saying something about flags. And he stumbled. And then everybody just got quiet after 31 seconds.
This is, he's Harry's grandson, right? Because there was
the Carey
Skip
family.
And Chip
Yeah, everybody loved drunk Harry Carey.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is like a multiplicity. You keep making copies of a copy.
It's never as good. Well, like the original Harry Carey was pretty shitty too. Like, come on. He was fucking
wasted. Yeah, he was famous for being like wasted. Drunk. Like he wasn't a technician of the craft.
Yeah. No.
He was a technician of Old Town.
Yeah. Old Town. I think he was a Budweiser man. He would sit out because he would do one game a year from the bleachers for a while. And then they're like, we can't do this. You're just too fucked up. Should we play?
Sure.
Yeah.
He doesn't say flag correctly.
Oh, that happens, you know.
Disability Pride Night is Thursday, July 10th. And with a theme ticket, fans take home a Cardinals cap featuring the Disability Pride flag and Cardinals in Braille. Details at cardinals.com/theme.
So.
It's just silence.
No one says anything. Like, it's still silence.
You know, folks, I'm not sure if I'll be working here any longer. Deep fly ball.
His analyst could have picked him up, you know? Yeah. You just start talking. Just start saying anything. Say anything but silence. Just talk.
Say they need a run here, let's see if they can hold on to this lead and just stay quiet. Yeah. Clearly he just mispronounced.
Pick the guy up. Like, let's move on. Because now it's just sinking into people's brains the whole time.
This summer, Aaron Rodgers was spotted enjoying a solo beach walk, and people are saying the mystery wife remains out of sight. Just throwing it out there. I have no proof of anything.
Yeah.
Maybe that mystery wife is in his pocket on his phone. It's AI deal. I don't know.
Maybe she's in the right one. Maybe she lives in the Niagara Falls area and you just haven't met her, Ed.
He liked that Joaquin Phoenix movie about the AI wife.
Her. It's pretty fucking weird to just show up with, I mean, you're famous. Like, everyone you've ever dated before was well known. You're no stranger to People magazine.
And they just be like, hey, I'm married. You just can't see her.
Yeah. It's just like, he's like, look, I got the ring and everything. Look at me just walking out here on the beach in Malibu by myself. I will say, guy's pretty jacked. He's pretty fit, Ed. I mean, looks like a professional athlete. You know?
He's a Hall of Fame athlete. Yeah, it happens.
Pretty good shape. Now he's on the Stillers. We're supposed to believe he's on the Stillers this year, his final season, 1 year on the Stillers.
Wow. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm just enough. Ready to tap out with this dude.
It's enough. Yeah.
So enough. When I did my Colorado trip.
How was that?
Colorado.
Oh.
The night before I went to back-to-back Rockies games.
Yeah.
And I met a deceased friend of the show.
Oh, Dolemite D. Yeah.
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 The artist formerly known. He was delightful.
Oh, great guy. We had a
couple pops for one of the games at Coors Field. The night before I got there, there was some sort of world record attempt. Baseball fans named Ryan united at Coors Field to have the biggest collection of Ryans.
I should have brought my daughter, Ryan Beckner.
You should have.
Yeah.
They were doing a conga line and it broke my heart. Like, sad. What are we doing?
They won like 18 games the whole season.
The
Rockies.
When I was there, they went 1-1 in the two games I went to. So nice. Maybe they should be paying me.
Yeah.
They're not a 500 club and I got them to 500 when I was there.
It's a great ballpark.
Games, it was 100 degrees.
Does it get that hot there? 100 degrees? That's too hot. Cool.
When I sat down on the seat, I felt like I was on a griddle. It was rough.
Yeah, I went to a game. It wasn't even that hot, but the seats were in the sun. I went to a game a few weeks ago. A dear friend of the show, Travis Rogers, who's in his new stricken condition. Looks great. And went to a ball game with him. And we're sitting in the sun. I couldn't. I couldn't sit there for more than like 5 minutes. My balls couldn't take it. I had to go up and be in shade to cool my balls off. I'm too old.
Yeah,
to be in that much sunshine. It's too much.
Good thing when you're going to a stadium of a team that's doing historically bad.
Plenty of seats in shade. Yeah.
You can find the shady seats. But man, it was fucking hot.
I did hear from the beautiful stadium. I did hear from the deeply deceit or the dearly departed Dolomite D, and he's like, oh, I met Ed. And he's like, great guy. And then he said something weird. He goes, very complimentary of your technical abilities. And I was like, oh, so you met Ed and you're like, hey, Ed, this Brian's a real piece of shit at producing the show, huh? And Ed's like, no, he's actually not that bad at it. And he's like, I think it sounds fine. And because I'm like, how would that ever be a conversation? Like, what's the nature of that? How are Brian's technical skills?
I think he went into the inside baseball knowing the show. And I go, I show up and talk.
Yeah.
And then I do nothing else. Yeah. And I don't know how to do anything else. Yeah. And so I think that was the extent of your technical abilities.
Brian mostly gets it on the internet, like almost every time.
I don't know how to do anything except talk to you. And he like wanted to know like what the, and I go, when you see/hear Brian and I talk each week, that's. Yeah. I'm talking each week. We're not like behind the scenes, like, oh, can you lift the levels here?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
No, I just talk and that's it.
Look, if I were more professional, I'd be like, hey, let's meet and like talk about it. But like, I like the like impromptu nature, you know, like the freshness.
Of a show.
I think that's more fun, you know, it's a little more. Yeah. He's like, oh, really complimentary of your technical skills. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, a real heartwarming story. Yeah. Deshaun Watson said he's going to take Shedeur Sanders under his wing as mentor.
Oh, no.
At the Browns facilities.
Turn him on to ass play. Look.
Yeah.
This Deshaun Watson, who I saw just took a bride. He's also announced a marriage because he likes to get his asshole fingered, and he'll go, and he especially likes it if you don't want to do it. So he'll go and be like,
he doesn't succeed, he tries again,
keeps going
dozens of times.
He'll text you and he'll be like, when are you going to finger my asshole, because that's what I like. And then he's like, what, I just thought I was getting a massage, no big deal. And so he's like, he's gonna teach Shedeur. And look, is this a good, why don't they just cut him? Like, what? Like, why is he even there? Like, he sucks.
They like extended him because of money issues. So like, they locked into him more
for like $30 million a year. Yeah, I mean, they're stuck with that dude.
He was so bad last year too. Before he got hurt,
it's great.
Finally, in sports,
tell me,
Travis Kelce said the hardest part of hosting SNL was the table read because he can't really read that well. Brian, is Taylor Swift dating a slow adult?
I believe he matriculated at the same university as our dear friend, everyone's favorite caller to the show.
Uh-oh.
Catherine Shady. I believe they attended
Bearcats?
The same.
Bearcats?
Yes. You
fellow Bearcats?
You see, I believe they both attended the same school. I don't know if they.
Somebody went to less classes than others in the Queen City.
I didn't watch it. I don't know, but you have to, they don't memorize the sketches. You have to read the sketches are on cue cards. Yeah. So he would have to, and look, I get like some people have learning disabilities and dyslexia and it's hard to read. Yeah. It's hard for them to read, but then you find another way or you just don't take that gig. Like it's.
Right.
You got to read and you can't read, you know, take a gig where you don't got to read.
Yeah. One thing I would say, I don't see a scenario where the Kelce brothers want less on their plate. They seem to want, it seems like they have an agenda against me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't say no to any gig because they're, God forbid, Ed Daly turns on a TV and doesn't see a Kelce.
Fucking Campbell's Soup. Fucking
I'm walking down the cereal aisle and it's like, oh, cool. The Kelce brothers have invented a new cereal where they mix up Reese's Puffs and like Lucky Charms. Yeah. Not a thing.
Everybody,
and we're just.
Yeah. And everybody knows cereal is your domain. Ed, like you're the cereal guy, not these fucking Kelseys. Just like we're the podcasters, you and me. We're doing a guy's show over here talking about sports, and these fucking assholes show up and they play in one Super Bowl against each other. The other guy, I never heard of the guy. Okay, I'm not like Mr. Fucking X's and O's over here.
We all have to know about a center.
Yeah, a center. And they go, he's like the best center, and I'm like, well, get the fuck, you ever heard of Randy Cross? Because I'm a Randy Cross man. Like, he's in the light beer commercials, you know. Jeff Saturday, that's my guy, and Nick Hardwick, whatever, I know a few of them. This guy comes along, I never heard of the guy, and they go, oh, he's a Hall of Famer, he's the best center ever. Oh, you know what he should have? A fucking podcast. Oh, I gotta listen now, I gotta know who the guy is. And then they do like three episodes, and then I'm not prone to conspiracy thinking, Ed, but look, this guy fucking, he's dating Taylor Swift, he's doing fucking COVID vaccine ads, whatever. He's doing all of it. And then he does two episodes of a podcast, and fucking corporate America, Amazon, walks in and it's like, here's $80 million. Are they better at this than we are? I'm guessing. I haven't listened, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Okay. Let's talk. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit.
His thoughts are useless shit.
What an indictment. Thoughts are useless shit.
Okay, voicemails. Let's see here.
Hey, what's up, Captain Beckner? First off, sir.
It's David Bray. It's our buddy, David Bray.
Our buddy. Hey, we were just talking.
Guy, the toughest gig in the world, this guy. He's a gate agent. Salt Lake City Airport.
No offense, those are interchangeable, but hey, I looked it up. You were right. The other guy whooped the captain.
That's right. Hold on. Been a few weeks. David Bray wanted to know what my issue is with Sully. And I told him, this is a few episodes ago. I go, look, this guy's fucking been eating lunch on his fuck up for about 20 years now.
Yeah.
We looked up when this happened. When was it? It was like 2009 or something. You were there. Your child was, you had a baby in a stroller.
Yeah, I had a baby in a stroller. So my son was born November of 2007. Yeah. So I'm guessing it was 2008.
Yeah. So we figured that out. And then I'm like, this guy's been eating lunch on this fucking shit. He's the expert on every aviation situation on CBS News, which it's like, oh, hey, by the way, did you happen to notice that he crashed a plane? Like, hey, maybe find me a guy that didn't crash. That's all.
He's very much into Evanescence. That's what we learned from Nathan For You show.
We did. I still watch that. Sully likes Evanescence, the band?
Yes. Yeah.
With a girl? It's a girl singer, right? Yeah. No.
Make me happy.
No, that?
Yeah.
Sully's into that?
Sully's into it.
So he's, yes.
He plays a key role in the show. You got to watch.
I got to watch. So this Sully has been eating lunch on this shit for fucking 20 years. Fine. Whatever. Like, he's wrote a book. He's got Tom Hanks playing him in a movie, Sully. Mm-hmm. It's everything. You can't get away from him. And all I said is, he wasn't even the most senior guy in the fucking, on the flight deck that day. The other dude, Jeff something, look, don't even know his name.
Jeff Saturday?
Maybe. Jeff might have been Jeff Saturday. He really slimmed down after he got out. He didn't have to eat so much to stay active, you know? So it's Jeff something. Was the actual pilot, but he's like, hey, why don't you take this one, Sully? And then Sully fucking macked a flock of Canada geese and couldn't get it to Teterboro. So he's like, how about I put it's January? How about I put it on water? Let's put it on water. Oh, I could glide to any number of airports around here. I'll pick the water, whatever. And we're still celebrating it to this day. So this is what David's responding to.
So for that flight, the miracle on the, yeah, you're right. You guys, I fucked up. My buddy said it was a joke. He's a captain of an Airbus now, a different kind, but.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I guess I booked captains that have actually had more hours, just not in that type of aircraft. So, but apparently, he's like, dude, anybody would have done the exact same thing.
Oh. It's because they stick up for their own. This is like cops, Ed. This is why there's no good cops.
Blue line.
Yeah.
This is a thin blue line here. Yeah. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Everyone do the same thing. When I ride my bike along the Hudson, there are fucking geese everywhere. Yeah. There's too many geese.
They're mean. Yeah.
But there has not been another pilot that couldn't land their plane at Teterboro because the geese ruined it.
That's right. There was only geese in January of 2008, Ed. That's it for the geese. Like, that's the only time.
Geese everywhere.
Everywhere.
Big shit. Disgusting the geese. Shit everywhere.
Yeah, they walk. They waddle everywhere. Like, they got wings. Why are they walking everywhere?
I fucking hate geese.
But this, of course, a pilot sticks up for another pilot. Mm-hmm. This is like the same thing the cops do. You know? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. George Floyd had it coming.
That's a situation. My dad worked for
tipping
his entire life. But he died, but, well, up until his retirement. But
yeah, sorry.
We always had, you know, the best stuff in our garage. It was the days you could write off taking people out.
Oh yeah.
You know, on $5,000 bills. It was everybody wanted my dad's job, but he taught me a lot about tipping.
Tell me.
You walk in the door of anything, you start at 20% or 25%, 10%, but basically 20%, 25%. If 25% is like an upscale place, like a thick white tablecloth, you know, a steak house.
Yeah.
And you're working yourself down or up from there. He said you can go up to 40 if you want, whatever.
Oh, 40.
But you're starting at a baseline that's very...
That's on the corporate card.
If you're going out to get waited on. So, but now, the problem, and I think that's a great, great system to use. You know, it really is. For going out to eat. But now, I'm getting tips. I went to go get 2 Popeye sandwiches the other night.
Oh.
There was a tip line. And they looked at me funny. I'm like, I'm going through a drive-thru.
I know.
You know, everybody is wanting a tip.
Here's the thing. I think we're on the same page, David, but let me come at it just from a little bit of a different angle. We tend to blame the people that ask for a tip and say, well, you know, I want to be tipped for my service here. And, you know, some jobs are tipped. Some jobs aren't, and that's, you know, everybody's got to figure that out for themselves. I would just say this. No one ever blames the corporate scumbag that only is there to increase profits that could easily be paying people better to do these jobs to where they don't have to ask you for a tip because they're making a living wage. And these companies, of course, can afford it, but their fucking stock price could potentially take a hit and they can never have that because that's the only thing that fucking matters.
Yes. All of these corporations that...
Record profits every year.
But also, they allow their machines to add the tip line because they don't want to raise their minimum wage.
That's right.
So they good point they have it. This option. They could just get rid of the tip line if everybody felt and then it's like, okay, so you pay your people more and the price of the chicken sandwich is X and you can decide if you want to go there, blah, blah, blah. But they're leaving it in because they're saying, hey, corporate suckers, you do our job for us. Yep. You pay these people so we can keep it at a minimum wage. And it's, fuck corporations. Just want to point out the no tax on tips thing only works if you're making what 25 grand a year or less. It's like not, you know, it's all scam.
That's why, Ed, when possible, and they make this more difficult, I always try to tip in cash because cash is king. And that's then you don't have to tell anybody about that. You know, here's some cash. Have this cash. This is for you. You do what you want with this cash. The other thing, I'm reminded of the other big fucking scam where they go, hey, you want to round up for kids with cancer? And then you're like, no, I don't. And then you're like, oh, you're the fucking asshole that doesn't want to give money to kids with cancer. And that's just a fucking write-off for the corporation. You're just giving the corporation money to donate in their own name to write off of their own fucking taxes. Like, get the fuck out of here.
My supermarket that I use all the fucking time.
Is it a Publix? No, hold on. I got another one. I know a New Jersey grocery store. I'm going to say it. And I'm going to be right now. Stop and Shop.
No, I think they are partnered up with them. It's Acme, but they have their
name. It's a great name for a store.
Partnered up. But anyway, I have to select no every time because Acme.
I do too.
Cast it like every fucking time. I got to say no.
I say no.
I'll decide where my money goes. And you, Acme, that has just charged me $9 for a carton of eggs today.
Can suck my dick.
You can do something with the charity.
Please suck my dick. I will pay. I will round up for kids with cancer if you would just suck my dick right now. And I want it to be the CEO of the company. It has to be the CEO. Mm-hmm. That's who can suck my dick. Okay, David, you're going on. I wished you the best at the beginning of the show. I didn't know you were calling in, so now I have to let you talk for the whole 3 minutes. And also, I love you. You're a great guy.
And I get it when it's appropriate, but if I'm just...
Yeah.
What is the grocery store next, you know, that I'm about to walk in? Are they going to want a tip for checking out and bagging my groceries?
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, you got to draw the line somewhere. And as far as moving, number one, I've said this before, don't ask friends to move. Never. Not when you're an adult. College, maybe. Can't you get a pinch of beer, you move your friend.
Yep.
You do not ask the one guy with a truck, hey, can you help me move this weekend? No, bro. Yeah. I'm calling. I got plans. That is so...
It's true.
So inappropriate. I got put in that situation before.
Yep.
And it's off. Pay for fucking movers.
It's true.
I didn't know you tipped the movers.
You got
to
tip.
I think last time I moved was 11 years ago here in Utah. I had to move to a different place. But
because you're there for work.
Because he was a friend. I bought him a bunch of like 100 wings.
Oh yeah, nice. You got to buy lunch.
If you're $100 maybe. It was like a $450 move, and you wouldn't even take the money.
Of course not. Because he's a friend. Yeah. Okay. Well, he ran out of time. Ed, here's a tipping issue. Say I order, and I don't smoke weed per se. But I do once in a while, you know, like I don't smoke enough to like admit that I smoke weed because I don't really. But I say I had a friend that lived in a place that supposedly had freedoms, but has no freedoms. And I had to have delivered to my residence or my business, a package of contraband that I was going to then reship to a friend in a place with no freedoms. And it's like, and of course I'm going to tip on the delivery, but the delivery is, say in this case, we'll make up a number because it was the number. It was around $300. I'm not tipping $60, right? Like $60 because it's like a pizza. So I throw them like 10, 15, they come deliver, you know, like it's, you know, a nice tip. But it's not 60. I'm not giving you $60. You're delivering all day. You get $10 at every one you deliver to. You're having a fucking great day. You made good money today. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that, David. Oh, hey, look, it's Super Lee. What a surprise.
Hey guys, it's Super Lee. Just want to say, didn't realize you guys were doing a tape show last week. Ben and I just finished up the podcast and we had Brittany, Kyle's wife, and Amish Dave on, and it was fucking amazing. Oh,
Amish Dave.
You guys are awesome.
I'm a little jealous, actually.
As we all know, Brittany is. Amish Dave lives up to the hype. Very cool. Drew.
Ed, Kyle's wife, Brittany, told me that she's, and she may have said this on their thing, I don't know, but she told me that we're talking about what we're doing this summer, and she said part of her summer is planning Amish Dave's bachelor party.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, what's that entail? And I can't remember all the details.
Barn raising.
Yeah. Well, one of the details was going to a rural Wisconsin strip club. And I got to be honest, like.
Sounds pretty awesome.
It's been at least 20 years since I've been to a strip club. They're not really for me. It's not really my kind of place. And especially as I get into an advanced age now. But I'll tell you, if I had the opportunity to go to any strip club in the world It would be a rural Wisconsin area strip club with an Amish man on celebrating his last days as a single man. That sounds amazing, honestly.
I'm all about it.
We go in a carriage and we get picked up in a carriage and we go to this Amish strip club.
We'll take ice cream and put it on somebody's nose as we get to the strip club. But it'd be great.
Think of the baked goods, Ed. They're known for their baked goods. Pies, yes. Other things, breads.
I'm sure they do a hell of a shortbread.
All of the above. Okay. Let's let them finish.
Phoenix was there with us as well.
Yeah. Now, Drew and Phoenix.
Pareto was there. Yeah, Pareto. He was on the comments, but it was just absolutely a great time. I hope you guys hear that. We're having it up on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
And so people can see just what a great guy he is.
After show.
You can see the faces and the voices behind the names. Just couldn't be happier or more humbled by them joining us. That's so thank you guys. Wish you guys to be a part of it. Talk to you soon.
Great group of people. Thanks for letting us know. Emails. With the passing of Ananda Lewis and Ed's revelation of his enjoying her work, who would he have scooped, Ananda or Downtown Julie Brown? Now, this LSU is obsessed with you scooping people up, Ed. And it's not your lane. You know, I feel like it's a little abusive. But I will say this. I had the opportunity. Mr. LSU was in town. This was maybe last week or two, a week and a half ago, something. I think it was last Monday. Mr. LSU was in town, and I met with him and the great Jay Thousand Steps, a couple of beers at a bar in the Orange Circle, and very nice, very nice. I met Jay before, but he's a nice guy, and I met LSU, very nice guy. It was a pleasure to meet him. Very tall, this LSU, extremely tall.
Too tall?
I don't know. As someone who's not too tall, I wouldn't know what it was like, but he's extremely tall, quite tall, this LSU. Great to meet him. Great voice. We love you, LSU. It was nice of them to both allow to me that they were not Patreon subscribers, which is great. They don't, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. This is not a website that either of those two gentlemen have gone to. Maybe they will rectify that at the sound of my voice right now. One more email. Hi, Brian and Ed. As you may or may not know, my Twitter follow has been active the past few days.
I know where this is going.
The week began with me receiving new knowledge that Alex Verdugo was an untouchable prospect for the Dodgers. And even more shocking, there appears to be a list I was not aware of. I mean, I hated to debunk, because this was shared with me, and I hated to debunk this, but Jay Stu was tweeting about how, like, there's certain players that the Dodgers deemed untradeable or something, except, and then he's like, Alex Verdugo, he was traded for Mookie Betts, so was tradable.
Nobody in the world thought that was a bad idea, getting rid of Verdugo for Mookie Betts.
No one said, how could we possibly trade Alex Verdugo and only get Mookie Betts?
Never heard anyone say that.
Then there was another one, Keibert Ruiz, who was a Dodgers catching prospect, and now is a major league catcher with the Washington Nationals, because he was traded to the Washington Nationals in exchange for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. What was anybody like, I cannot believe we're giving up Keibert Ruiz for these fucking scrubs. We got to keep Keibert Ruiz.
Nobody says that.
Yeah. Then a couple days ago, I was informed that spotting the ball before you do anything is an instruction that has been taught since the beginning of baseball in regards to base running. He's really into the fundamentals and making sure everyone knows that he knows the fundamentals. Finally, the weekend ended with my Twitter following being disrespected by Jose Altuve. My Twitter follow, oh yeah, he was yelling, he was chirping, Ed. My Twitter follow asked Jose if he wears jersey number 27 because that is the number of pitches he saw coming in the 2017 postseason. I shortened what he said because it has a couple extra dozen words in the question than I think necessary. But Jose did not respond, even though my Twitter follow demanded an answer. Very disrespectful. I am not happy with Jose. First of all,
it's a wild ride following G Stu.
This is great production from our dear friend G Fish, because this is great content. Now, he could have, one suggestion is he could include the link, because you really need to hear J Stu yelling to Jose Altuve, because it's so long what he's saying that you're like, hold on, let me just play it. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, I'm at Jason.
Oh, there's actually a clip of him yelling.
He was so proud of himself. He's so proud. Oh, see, I know there's no link. You gotta send me the link, buddy. Cause that might have been on Instagram or something, and now I don't know where it is. The link,
and we'll do a breakdown as
so good, because he's basically like reading the preamble to the Constitution, and it's like, or the Gettysburg Four scored 7 years ago, and Jose Altuve's not even turning around, and it's like there's no brevity is the soul of wit, Ed. Like it's so sad. He's saying so many words to him, and they don't make sense together, and it's great. As I mentioned, it was a very bad, very busy past few days. Thanks. That's from our dear friend Jay Fish. Okay, that's the end. You've heard the show. If you're listening to the show, you got the show. This is a show. If you're a Patreon subscriber, we're going to continue. We love you. Thank you very much for listening. We will move on to the Patreon portion of the show for Patreon subscribers only.